It's the New Movies and Music edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Mezick.
What's your name?
Laura.
Surname?
Croft. Laura, your father's gone. You can pick up where he left off. I see so much of him in you.
All right, that was Tomb Raider. It is back. The reboot, I guess, is what they're officially calling it. Mm-hmm. Starring Alicia Vikander, Dominic West, Daniel Wu, and Walter Goggins, who I think is one of the greatest character actors who plays like one of those. He seems not only is he a villain, but he's a dick too, you know? Not too many people play that kind of a role as well as he does. And I saw it the other day. You can hear my full review on Rivet later today. But I'll be honest with you, I went in very low expectations, you know, not really knowing what to expect. Had a lot of fun. And definitely, you know, if you're looking for something to escape for a couple hours, Tomb Raider might be it this weekend. Couple others coming out. We got Love, Simon, which is getting a lot of publicity. Stars Nick Robinson, Jennifer Garner, Josh Duhamel, Catherine Langford, and it's the story of Simon. He's a gay kid in high school, and his secret is going to come out. And so this is the story about him facing everyone and coming to terms with his identity.
Okay, I've been wondering about that one. Where I'm at in West Hollywood, there's been like a pretty cool bus stop ad campaign that says, "Dear West Hollywood, my name is Simon. I have a secret," or something like that. And you, like, until you look closer at it, you don't realize that it's an ad for a movie.
Yeah. At the actual theater there, it says, you know, hey everybody, this is Simon. Don't worry about the line at the, you know, at the concession stand. It's not straight either. So, yeah, they're kind of having fun with it, and it's getting some good pub, that's for sure. And then lastly, we got 7 Days in Entebbe, I think is how you say it. It stars Rosamund Pike and Daniel Brühl. And this looks really interesting. It's inspired by the true events of the 1976 hijacking of an Air France flight going to Tel Aviv, or from Tel Aviv to Paris, and the rescue mission that that took place to save those people. So, you know, some definitely a wide range of stuff to see in theaters this week. But I think we all know that it's going to be Black Panther at the top, probably.
I think so, yeah, because now we're just waiting around until May. Why are we waiting till May, you ask? Because Avengers Infinity War Part 1, the trailer dropped this morning. I'm so hyped, Rob. I'm, like, so hyped about this. This is 10 years in the making. This is what Marvel has been building to. I got to say, like, watching that trailer made me realize, because of that 10-year build, we know, like, 2 or 3 big things about every single one of those characters we see in the trailer. Every character that we've seen over the last 10 years is going to be in Infinity War Part 1 and 2.
It really is. It's like a greatest hits of superheroes. Yeah, it's like a greatest hits of superheroes.
Seriously, yeah, because I remember when Marvel announced its whole like Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3 plan, there was a lot of people on the internet who seemed to be like, okay, sure, we'll see, Marvel.
It seemed a little ambitious at the time, for sure. And you're right, they did it, yeah.
Yeah, unlike DC, which is just trying to shove everything into one movie and hoping that something sticks, they need a lot of help to catch up. But this trailer looks great. If you haven't seen it yet, you got to watch it.
I'm going to tell you, I watched it, and I had a smile on my face the whole time. It was that good. It looked so much fun, and I just can't wait.
Exactly. We finally see Thanos, and the whole plan of collecting the Infinity Stones is very clearly explained. He's looking to wipe out half of humanity to bring balance to the universe. This is going to be an epic story, and I think that's why they divided it up into 2 parts. At first, I was a little mad that they went that route, because that's an obvious extra billion dollars in Disney's pocket. But I think the story kind of needs it, because it's going to be that big.
All right, new music. What do we got?
Yeah, so we didn't get a chance to talk about it yet, but after spending a week with it, I've decided, Rob, that the new Judas Priest album, Firepower, is the best thing the band's done since 1990's Painkiller record.
Strong, we claim the future. And then save us.
So the last album, Redeemer of Souls, wasn't a bad record. It was just okay. And given Priest's track record, a just okay album doesn't cut it.
No, for
and
sure.
And before that was a serious letdown. So Firepower, I think, just really delivers the goods. Richie Faulkner, who took over for KK Downing, sounds like he's finally an actual member of the band instead of just being a hired gun. And of course, one of the biggest reasons to listen to Judas Priest is Rob Halford and his voice. I think he's not 70 already, he's getting close, and he still sounds just like the metal madman he's always been. In fact, I think he sounds better on this record than the last one.
Right? Listen to him. I mean, it's powerful, man. It's what you remember, you know? It's what you remember.
So that came out last week, but this week we have new releases from Stone Temple Pilots. And this is confusing because it's a self-titled record, which they just did 15 years ago as well.
Yeah.
But I think the point is that they have a new singer. His name's Jeff Gutt. He used to be in this band called Dry Cell. And he sounds somewhere between Scott Weiland and maybe like a Josh Homme. And I think the record itself has that sort of California stoner rock vibe to it. I might check it out. I've never been a big Stone Temple Pilots fan, so this was kind of off my radar until the last minute. I don't know where you are with that band.
I love STP. You know, I think they've got a lot of great stuff. I think they're one of those, I think like Foo Fighters, they are one of those bands that has, you know, every album is half great, half I could probably not listen to again, you know?
Yeah, I hear you on that. Another reunion in full swing is this band Hot Snakes. They have a brand new record called Jericho Sirens. We also have Snoop Dogg putting out a double album that's actually a gospel album. It's called Bible of Love.
I love that you can never pin that guy down.
I know. Like, you I'm going to live in Jamaica for a year and do a reggae album. Now I'm going to do a double gospel album. Sure.
He really does do what he wants. I love it.
Indie rock favorites, The Decemberists, have a new one called I'll Be Your Girl. And some of the reviews I've seen of this album are already calling it the best album they've ever made. I haven't heard anything from it yet. Not really a big fan, not really in my wheelhouse. So I can't say too much about that one, but we also have another record from Yola Tango. They have about like a million of them.
Yeah, right.
This new one's called There's a Riot Going On. And also this instrumental band Earthless has a new one called Black Heaven. That's that band fills the void that has been missing since I think Hendrix just let loose on a Fender all those years ago. If you're just looking for insane guitar playing, that's the album for you.
Cool. Hey, I got a few of note. Kim Wilde, do you remember her at all? Big in the 80s
yeah.
with that song Kids in America. She has
totally.
A new album coming out, Here Come the Aliens. And also the Fratellis. We know them here in Chicago because the mm-hmm. Blackhawks use their song Chelsea Dagger to whenever they get a goal. But they have mm-hmm. a new album coming out, In Your Own Sweet Time. And if you get a chance to check out that album that Chelsea Dagger is on, it's a great album. Actually knew it years before they started using it as their goal song. But yeah, I'm definitely going to check out their new one because, I like them. And lastly, we got Pearl Jam. They're releasing their new single today. It's called Can't Deny Me. So they debuted it a couple of days ago in Chile. And here's Eddie Vedder introducing it.
La dedicamos a los increíbles estudiantes en Florida.
So in Spanish, not super great there. He's reading it off of a piece of paper, but he's dedicating the song to all the kids in Florida at the Parkland High School, all the survivors. And this was for the school walkout that happened yesterday. And kind of cool. He said, at the end, we support you all. And Emma Gonzalez, who's one of the most outspoken of those students, we'd like to play this for them and us. So, and it's a great, I don't know if you've heard it, man, but this song rocks. And I'm so excited that.
So is this a signal that they have a new record coming out this year?
I have a feeling.
On that front.
I bet you it's going to coincide with this big tour that they've got happening this summer.
Okay.
So, yeah, there we go. And definitely check out the song. It rocks like Pearl Jam rocks, you know?
Cool.
So, you know what else rocks? The Morning Feed.
Sure does.
And you can rock more with us on our podcast channels at Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. And also catch us on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn. And yeah, that's going to be it for us today. Thanks a lot for listening, as always. This has been a new music and movies edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Chris Muzzick.